Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Authority in our world is as necessary to the survival of the human race as our good nutrition and clean air. When everyone is a law unto himself, there is no law. Anarchy leads to chaos and chaos to annihilation. That's why the history of humankind is replete with leadership, implementing laws by which order and civility are made possible. From Hammurabi's Law Code to the laws of Moses, from the Magna Carta to the Constitution of your country, laws make life civil. Without certain ground rules or fundamentals, there can be no civilization. But life today seems to be a constant challenge to boundaries. By whose authority, we ask and challenge? What used to be taken for granted is challenged. And in the realm of religion, the issue of authority is red hot. Who says that you should believe this or disbelieve that? By whose authority do you challenge long-held beliefs and practices? At the same time, it seems to me that many today lack any real authority for what they believe. For example, why are you a Christian and not a Buddhist, or a Muslim, or an animist? Why do you really believe what you do? Some appeal to their experience, saying, I feel it way down deep in my heart. On Easter Sunday morning, millions of people sing, You ask me how I know he lives, he lives within my heart. Or, well, this is what I think. Not realizing that others, apart from Christians, also base their beliefs on experience and emotions and feeling. The person whose beliefs are simply resting on experience is on shaky ground. Their authority is at the mercy of someone with the facts, or someone whose facts are not quite right. Is there a factual basis for validating experience or determining what to believe? For centuries, there has been a recognized authority by which men and women have a basis for morality and doctrine, and a measurement against which behavior and beliefs can be evaluated. It's the Bible. But in recent years, even this has been challenged. When Case Western Reserve University sent out 10,000 questionnaires answering, Do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God? 7,442 responded. 82% of the Methodists, 89% of the Episcopalians, 81% of the United Presbyterians, and 57% of the Baptists and Lutherans said no. The majority of those who responded challenged the authority of this book. Sadly enough, there is often more faith in the pew than in the pulpit. But does that mean some religious leaders know something which lay people don't? Or have they been taught by blind leaders of the blind? The facts still support the authority of the Bible, regardless of some modern winds of unbelief which attack it. The case for the authority of this book is twofold. Internal evidence supporting this authority, including what the Bible says about itself, its unity, and indestructibility. And external evidence, which includes the correlation of prophecy and secular history, manuscript evidence, the verdict of archaeology, the evidence from science, and finally, the pragmatic test, what it does to those who follow its teaching. I have time enough to leave you with just one thought. The issue of authority is vital when it comes to your faith. Everything you know about God, what you really know about Jesus Christ, His resurrection, His power to save you from sin, His coming again, it all hinges or rests upon this book, the Bible. The matter of biblical authority is not a casual one. It is crucial. Let's focus on it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.